In 2009, we have made two sets of calculations. One set is the gross and net investment requirements in agriculture and downstream activities to meet the food needs of the world by 2050. Those calculations do not necessarily reduce or eliminate hunger by that date. It's just to meet the effective demand for food. And the number was about $86 billion a year in various sectors of agriculture, mostly operated by private investment. In a separate calculation, we also calculated the public expenditure requirements in, again, publicly, mostly public items for investment in agriculture to eliminate hunger by 2025. And that figure was an additional $50.1, I believe, billion dollars in addition to the baseline calculations. So those are reported, I think, on page 34 of the report, if I'm not mistaken. So these are the numbers that we calculated. Now, of course, as you can see in the first one, there is a baseline calculation. That is, if demand expands as we think it will, then this is the amount of money that has to be put in agriculture to meet the food demands. In the second one, in addition to agricultural items where the public sector usually invests, we also have about $10 billion estimate for social protection / safety net systems that will take into account immediate needs of hungry people.